Do you have your My Slippers yet? If not, you're going to want to order immediately because when they're gone, Mike Lindell says they're gone. If you order right now with promo code REGULARJOE, you get $90 off your pair of My Slippers. I went with the moccasin style and I absolutely love them. They're amazingly comfortable with the gel inserts and they're perfect for around the house or even in the yard when I'm taking regular care for a little walk. And right now, $90 off with promo code REGULARJOE. They've got multiple styles for men and women and plenty of colors to choose from, so order today. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. Enter promo code REGULARJOE to get $90 off or call 1-800-648-3665, 1-800-648-3665, and use promo code REGULARJOE.
Welcome back to the Regular Joe Show. I am your guest host, Steve Schrader, producer of the Regular Joe Show. Joe is out on assignment today. Okay, before we get to the phones here, we'll get to the phones here at the bottom of the hour. But I want to play a little bit now. Dan Bongino was on Jesse Waters' show on Fox News Channel last night, and he was reacting, obviously, to the raid of former President Trump's house, Mar-a-Lago. Now, here's the interesting part. Like I said in the first segment, Donald Trump can classify or declassify any of the documents surrounded around his presidency, okay? Where were these raids on Hillary Clinton? We know she used bleach bit to wipe the hard drive off of her computer in addition to on her cell phone. In addition to, you know, smashing stuff with a sledgehammer. And what about Hunter Biden? Now, you've got legitimate questions about his business transactions all over the world. That's where the Biden crime family time check comes from. All the areas where he has operated using his father's name, with his father's full knowledge of it, by the way, despite what Joe Biden said early. You just see the difference. There's justice for the elite and there's justice for everyone else. And if the FBI can raid a former president's home, pretty scary stuff, because you and I don't have a chance. All right, I want to get into this Bongino sound before we hit the break. If you're on the phones, stay tuned. We will get to you here after the bottom of the hour break. This is Cut One, Dan Bongino talking about, well, here we go.
Let's go to Dan Bongino, the host of Unfiltered on Saturday nights. Dan, your quick emotional reaction. I think everyone's a little emotional here about this raid.
Yeah, I mean, you think this is some third world right here. Let me say it again. Third world I mean, every word of that. I don't care that it's cable news. I was a federal agent. I raised my right hand. And I swore to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States, and I love this country. This is a freaking disgrace. A disgrace. We don't live in Cuba. We don't live under Kim Jong-un. We live in a constitutional republic, a representative democracy. You have a bunch of FBI agents raiding the home of a former president because they don't like his politics? Are you kidding me?
Pretty amazing sound there. Now, again, Dan Bongino was a Secret Service agent. He was NYPD before he was a Secret Service. So he knows what he talks about. And you can tell with him, you know, Charlie did a great job of bleeping it out. But you can hear the outrage in Dan Bongino's voice. Now, he addressed Hillary and Hunter Biden in the second of the sound bites we've got for Dan Bongino. Roll cut number two, Charlie.
You've spent this whole show, Jesse, and I've spent my entire time either on Fox or on my podcast exposing the left for claiming Russia interfered in election as Hillary Clinton paid off a bunch of foreign agents, her team, literally to fabricate a story that occupied the nation for 4 years. What's she doing right now? Getting a manicure in freaking Chappaqua. She's not doing squat. Nothing. Hunter Biden is having sex on tape while doing crack. And what is he doing? He's living in a Malibu mansion.
True. The double standard of justice here. And, you know, as I saw this thing going on last night, Joe asks you to think about this all the time as well as I do. Why? Why would they do it? Why would they do it now? Good question. In some ways, I think they're trying to you know, it's almost like they want a civil war. I mean, it really is, and we can't give them that. That's what they want, okay? They want conservatives to go out there and do something stupid. Don't do it. Don't take the bait. That leads down a path. Don't be like them, okay? Yes, we've got to fight back. And yes, the Republic is in jeopardy when you have federal agencies with, again, I've got a story here in the stack of stuff about the 87,000 IRS agents we're gonna bring on. Additional ones, by the way. And they already have like 96,000, something like that, IRS agents already. So they're doubling the size of the IRS. Not quite, but they're increasing it by 92%. So close enough. I'm going to say double. So you have that. You know that you've got Donald Trump, who still has a tremendous amount of support among his base voters. All right, we got time to squeeze in one more Dan Bongino soundbite. Charlie, go ahead and roll cut three. Here's Bongino talking about the FBI losing its credibility.
And yet the president, the former president, who, whether you agree with him or not on his claims about the election, whether you agree or not, we still live in a country where you are allowed to challenge an election. There's even a process, the ECA, the Electoral Count Act. You may not like it, but it's a process. How do I know it's a process? Because some people are trying to reform it. You may not like it, but now you send the FBI. Let me tell you something. I have paid due deference to the FBI for a long time, and a lot of listeners didn't like it because I work with some very good people over there who have since retired. The management of the FBI has now shredded any single sliver of credibility this agency had left. Nobody will take them seriously from this point on. It is over.
And he is absolutely right. He's absolutely right. There was a time when we trusted the FBI. But now we've learned it's just become a political apparatus for the left. And it's got to stop, and the swamp has to be drained, and these people need to be fired. You're listening to The Regular Joe Show. Back in a minute.
The Regular Joe Show.